But if you were a guy then, I mean, if you were like a guy and some kid did it, be like, yeah, buddy, okay, I'll do it. I would do it. You're like, you're a budding little pervert. I love it.
What a drive. I mean, seriously, what a drive to get pornography that we would approach a fucking stranger.
Stranger. And be like, money.
Will you buy me porn?
Wow. Here's $5.
Will you buy me porn?
Oh, my God. We wanted that porn.
Yeah, man, that's it.
Welcome to Bad Counsel, where Greg, Tim, Katie, Bert, and Mike freely give advice to their listeners' questions. Now let's be clear. These five are in no way qualified to give any advice. So, take it or leave it. Consider that your disclaimer. Now, on with the show.
Baby Mozart
is like the only reason I got laid between like whatever 2004 and 2010.
Okay, please, for the love of God, explain that with more detail. Yeah,
because he had access to the baby Mozart. Yeah, the young girls wanted it.
Right.
The kids love
baby Mozart. So that shit goes on. You could you got 45 minutes to go fuck, right? You know.
Okay.
Dora the Explorer was an excellent wingman for me for a while.
Yeah, dude.
I just appreciated all those shows so I could go take a shit, you know?
You can do that too, right?
That too.
I can go take a crap in peace.
You could just leave the bathroom open and like keep an eye on the kids while you're taking a shit, right?
Yeah, like, Carly wanted to follow me around. If she wasn't entertained by Barney, she was following me around. It's like, Car, please don't let Dad have a moment here.
When I was in radio, we had a shit. It was called Shit Songs, and they were actually, it was How Soon Is Now by the Smiths was my favorite. Yeah. So I had 7 minutes and 32 seconds on the album cut.
Nice.
So as long as there weren't any complications, it was all good.
No complications.
I didn't want to ask.
Speaking of, it's funny we talk about shit complications. I sent you that video of poor Winston. Winston had oral surgery last week, and he didn't poop for like 5 days.
Was he on painkillers?
Yes, but then we took him off the painkillers.
Yeah,
but like you know what? I wouldn't have been worried so much if it had dulled his appetite anyway. But he was still like housing food like left and right. And no discomfort, no gas, no discomfort. And I was like, where's it going? I mean, he's a little
bit of his water.
I mean,
Miralax all over his water.
He ate a volume of food that had to be roughly equivalent to his abdominal cavity, but he just kept eating, So we had to drug him, with laxatives.
And then give him an enema.
Laxatives, stool softeners. Yeah.
Can you imagine giving a dog an enema?
Well, I took my dog to the vet a couple weeks ago for a sprained wrist. They called it
wrist.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm like it's a paw, but anyway. So I'm sure there's a population.
Like was it his front paw? One of his front paws? Okay, so if it had been one of his back paws, would they would call that his ankle? I guess.
I guess so. I don't know.
You should have been like. You should have been like. Listen, you're not a human doctor, so enough. It's a paw. All
right. Right.
I get you.
Exactly.
Okay. You invested 9 months in veterinary school. I get you, and you deserve that respect. But
But there is something that I didn't, because I never took the dog to the vet before. That was always Tammy's job. So now I had this job. I had to take the dog to the vet. And part of the thing they suggested is that they express his anal glands.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I had no idea.
Thumbs up on that, Tim.
Thumbs up. Yeah. I don't know why that popped up, but
this is why I'm not a dog owner right here. Like fucking my cats shit in a box, and I just clean up.
Your cats shit in a box that is inside your home.
Yeah, I just keep changing them and deal with them every day. Yeah, they have little cat turds. They're dry,
and they urinate.
And I get rid of them,
and they paw their way around it, and then 10 seconds later, they're on your pillow. And after they've padded around and
so do we have one of those? We have one of those like at the exit of the litter box. Like we have one that has like a little hole in it that you have to go into. It's like a litter box cave, right? And then on the outside, there's
in private.
Yeah. Well, there's only one way in, one way out, right? And they have one of those little pads with like nubby plastic, so they're like wiping their feet on it, right?
Oh yeah, I'm sure they're wiping their feet. They get that. They get that.
They get it. They get it.
This is a sign, Greg.
That's obviously for me to wipe.
Yeah, well, you know, cats never eat dirt, never go out and eat other cats' shit either. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean.
You know. And then come lick your face.
Yeah. Right? Well, I don't allow dogs to lick me. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's a good rule.
It is. I never have dogs that lick me. I train them to be non-lickers.
Well, make sure their anal glands have been expressed routinely.
So what do they do for that?
He just had his done about 2 months ago.
He did? Okay, yeah. So apparently,
I used to have to do it on my last dog because I wasn't going to spend the money.
Oh,
that's love. You love your dog.
Have you done it, Katie?
You have to drain a pouch or something?
Needed that all the time.
I don't know. I know nothing about dogs.
Okay, not barehanded, but what do you do?
Yeah, you just rub the anal gland until it releases like this nasty.
What do you mean rub the anal gland? Where is the anal gland?
Does the dog get a boner?
No.
If the dog's named Bert, yeah, probably. But yeah.
How many fingers did you have to put in?
Just one.
And do you need consent?
Because I don't think I could. Pinky would be probably the easiest, but I don't feel like I have the dexterous control over my pinky. If I needed to find something specific, I'm not confident.
Maybe if you were a flute player, you know, those guys could probably do it well.
Dogs are really lucky.
Their pinkies are very good pinky control.
If your dog in a flautist walks into the pet shop, you're like, oh man, I'm going to put on my best show right now. But I mean, so how did you know where to put your, I don't know where I'm going. I'm just going to stick my finger in there and that'll be good enough to do what needs to be done.
I wonder if there's a YouTube video.
Do you just rub until shit starts squirting out and maybe it's the good stuff. Maybe it's not. I don't know.
Massage it a little. Yeah.
What comes out?
Just rub everything.
It's like a biley. Oh, I don't know. It's a gross. God.
Dogs do this.
Yeah.
You know, I've had dogs for years, and I've never done that or had it done.
Oh, you're missing out.
But they live.
Did it.
That's in feature. You need to unlock, right?
Yeah, I mean.
It seems like it becomes a problem in, older male dogs for some reason. I don't know.
Interesting.
I think that's just projection, Katie.
Those are the 2 old dogs I've had. Boys.
Interesting.
Well, if we're being honest, then Stacy has to do that to me every once in a while.
On your birthday and New Year's.
But you make her wear boots.
So we have an interesting show today, guys. We do. We have a lot of stuff going on. So we got a voicemail from Erica. Ooh. So it's been a while. Nice. So we definitely want to play
that. From a month ago?
I have a few from her, but this is the most recent.
How long is the voicemail? What's the time stamp on it? 3 minutes and 42 seconds?
That's actually it's a shorter one. It's 1 minute and 57 seconds.
Yes. The shit song or the regular song?
But this one, actually, she thinks she's suddenly become a producer of the show.
Oh, nice.
And is starting to direct all of us.
I know you love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
And we have a segment that was started last week from Greg. It's called Ginges with Attitude, because my sister Lori, who is also a redhead, sent in her constructive criticisms for us to read. One for each of us, not like Gary.
Targeted
one person. No, all five of us get to take a whack at this. If you're up for it, now. Lori is.
No, it's your sister.
My sister Lori, and I love her. She's awesome. I'm so lucky. I got such a great sister. But how do I say this? She can be mean. We were talking about Gary. Right? Like my sister Lori. Like she said she was joking, but I don't know. I you know, but
Well, anyway, see how you kissed up to her at the beginning there. So obviously there's some fear.
Yeah, Lori is, she can be biting, I guess is a good way to say it, right? So she's, when she wants to.
Let me be absolutely clear. Gary's not joking. He's serious.
Well, good. We'll see. We'll see what you think. So we got that. We've got a crazy news story going on. Mm-hmm. We've got questions.
and we have a contest. Don't forget, we got to talk about our listener contest.
We played that out. Do we have the rules set for that yet? Or are we just talking? Are we still in that?
We're going to talk through them. We're going to work.
Yeah, okay.
You're right. Live.
Right?
The workshop.
No, I think we have the rules pretty laid out because I've been explaining it to people who've been inquiring about it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
That's news.
Yeah, all right. Veto power.
Well, so I think, yeah, you obviously it's your body.
Well, don't bury the lead here. We'll talk about it in a little bit.
Yeah, I don't have any entries. Yeah, I don't have any entries yet.
Actually, Bert, I think you're asking him to bury the lead, right? I think you said don't bury the lead. I think you're asking him to bury the
lead. Well, yeah, right. Yeah, to bury the lead. We'll talk about it later, right? Yeah, right, right. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I don't normally
interview. Journalists, we ain't.
Straighten him out, Tim.
Oh my gosh. I'm just so happy. Like, Tammy's not home right now. So she is.
So you're really happy? Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Seriously. I'm happy right now because she's.
You can lay your guard down.
She's not even in the state.
She's not even in the state.
So it gives me such peace of mind to know she's not even in the state.
I'm not under physical threat. Yeah. specifically. I'm so excited because she found a new hairdresser. Mm. So, like, my wife and her hair, it's fucking annoying because all she does is complain about wanting to get her hair cut. But every time she gets her hair cut, most of the time, she hates it. And then she complains for another 2 months about how much she hates her haircut. And it's like, why the fuck do you have so many problems? I maybe have complained about two haircuts in my life and just dealt with it, right?
Your current one and which other?
Right, exactly. The one I'm wearing right now.
You only complain about two, Tim? You are easy going.
I've never complained about a haircut. Keep going, Tim.
Yeah, I mean, I have a chowder head, so it's not like they got, basically, they're not going to make me look good. So
you
it's just
the whole time I cut your hair.
I complain about the process, not the result, though. Yeah, you take too long. You're not a professional.
You people and your hair problems.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I don't get it.
It's like champagne problems, huh, buddy? Yeah.
But in this one, she actually went and met with the hairdresser first. They have a plan. Mm. So I'm pretty excited that I think nice. She's going to come home with something. And then if she complains, I can just say.
If not,
did she make the hairdresser put a proposal together?
Yeah.
Right? Give me a, right.
a presentation.
Yeah. Right.
PowerPoint.
A white binder. No, so I'm just, so I've got some alone time, yeah, and then, or time to spend with you guys, and hopefully she'll come home happy.
Hey, well, Tim, before be the show started. Dangerous.
Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
Did you masturbate before the show started because you were home alone?
No, I
didn't. You can tell us. Just nod.
I did.
The listeners don't have to know.
I did not. I fixed the pool pump. That was my other alone time. So this is a lot more fun.
You know, I've only recently learned, as old as I am, the angst that can go along with getting your hair cut when you're a gal. You know, Katie had a haircut she was less than satisfied with a week or two ago. And I was just like, I mean, I was astonished the level of distress that it caused her, and only to have her, educate me on the number of women online who reported very similar distressing experiences. But to your point, Tim, I've had.
It is distressing.
I don't think I've ever had a bad haircut because it's shorter than when I walked in. So, it's been accomplished.
Mission exactly accomplished.
Right. Yeah. It was a haircut.
I was growing mine out, and I went in, and here's my mistake: is that I went to a salon on a Groupon, and they didn't speak English.
And that didn't work out. Wow.
So when I was kept saying, like, just to trim, I'm trying to let it grow. And she was nodding in what I thought was understanding. And I said, just, a half inch. Okay. all of a sudden I heard like thwack all the way up here. three and a half inches on the ground. I was like, oh my God.
At that point, is there anything you could have done to stop her?
No.
Once you're in, right?
Big size. Yeah. Well, couldn't what am you I going to have? That... Asymmetric?
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe. You know, like a side pony, or like maybe you could take that little bit of shorter hair and braid it, like very small, one braid.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was,
or get extensions
it was like
on that
a big
side.
Half of the hair.
So, you know, example. So, oh, go ahead, Bert. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was saying, I think the look where, like, you get one half of your head shaved, if you're a woman, like, actually, if you can pull it off, like, if you're, like, you're pretty enough to pull that off, Katie. Like, I think that looks pretty damn hot. But although it is like a lesbian haircut, right? Yeah. So there's a lot of signals you might start getting hit on a lot, right? But some unwanted attention, right? But I think it does look hot, right?
You'd probably rather be hit on by women than men anyway.
Well, yeah.
Men are a little creepy, and you just ignore the women.
I think
you can probably
Katie
handle
occupies.
Both, I'm sure.
In Bert's mind.
I'm just being objectively making statements of fact, right? I mean,
don't
like,
you wonder how Bert cute. Just, he spoke just so confidently. But that's a lesbian haircut.
Thing, you know,
like he has a lot of information about women's haircuts there.
I was just taken aback because Katie, you know, all the listeners know she's gone through this traumatic experience with her last job. She's finally past that. And I'm like, oh, this is great. You know, blue skies ahead, everybody. You know, blue skies ahead. And so, you know, Katie's has a couple of weeks off. She's resting. She's recovering. She's getting ready for the new job. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to get my hair done. I'm like, fucking A. That sounds great. You know,
that was your first mistake
and
right
watch
there.
Watch baseball spring training highlights. And so the phone rings and I'm like, okay, Katie's on her way home. That's great. And she is inconsolable. And she was like, I just want you to know, I was just weeping in my car. And I'm like, oh, my God, about what? What happened? You're free of that place. And it was like, I got this bad haircut. And, you know, she didn't speak English. And I was like, how the hell do you not let that that happen? If you're in a chair with mirrors all around, how does that even happen?
Well, because I'm so short, all I could see in the mirror was from like here.
Get her a phone book.
Well, didn't they raise and they pump
a couple
up that
of phone
chair?
Books.
No, she had my chair really low.
Because she was probably short, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
And so, I was just like, I'll be honest, guys. I didn't know what to say. I had nothing.
You?
I was so caught off guard. Wow. Exactly. I was so caught off guard. Like, you know,
wow.
What is like a heartfelt condolence that I can say here that's going to be right? And I knew there was nothing. Nothing I could say. So
it'll
just
grow
like,
back.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm sure, I'm sure
well, that's
fine,
a good one. That's
know?
A good one.
Yeah. And it does. It looks very cute, you know, but
it looks nice.
I hear it looks cute. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I've grown accustomed to it.
Yeah. So she knew what she was doing.
I was mad at her definition of a half inch.
I was just so caught off guard. I you know, I was ready for her when she came home from work.
Was she Middle Eastern? Maybe she thought you said a half cubit.
Yep.
Oh, but I wasn't.
No, it's a Brazilian salon, Portuguese.
What things upset your guys' wives that you just can't relate to? I can't relate to like being upset about a haircut.
Well, yeah. Stacey, it's not so much a haircut. Shoot, when she makes her appointment, she usually makes it 4 or 5 weeks out, and she can't go that long. And every time it gets close, she freaks out for a week or a week and a half because she needs a haircut or needs to get her hair dyed. I said, well, then don't make wait so long between appointments. Well, I don't. I don't know. And then she does it again and again and again. And I'm like, oh, my God, I just. That doesn't make any sense to me.
It was the thing that Michelle gets fucking. It was so funny for a long time. This is before we had the outdoor cats, right? Every year there was a family of rabbits that would like. That would have a nest in our yard, right? And like Michelle was like totally loved the having baby rabbits in the yard, right? But they would eat all our plants, right? So it was like the level of like and like conflicting emotions that I would see out of her when the cute baby bunnies ate all of her baby flowers. Right? It was pretty hilarious. Mm. Not as good as a bad haircut story, but that was
outdoor watching. Cats?
Yeah.
So what does that look like for your neighbors? You know, do they stay only in your yard?
No, they go to the other yard. Their neighbors stay with cats.
We have Jesus.
Well, you don't like cats in your yard?
No, I don't. Not if they're not my cats.
Really?
Why would I want strange cats in my yard?
We're both allergic, so there aren't a.
I have birds laying in your yard. Are you pissed off or squirrels?
Yeah, wild animals. Yeah, if I could hold my neighbors responsible for the pigeons, I would. You know,
Greg, do me a favor. Go say. Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. I mean, I see Karen videos all the time of people, you know, like politely bringing back like, hey, your cat came into my fucking garage again. Would you mind? And the cat owners are indignant about it. Like, it's like, you know, and I'm always commenting about keep your fucking cats in your house.
How do you keep a cat in the house if it's an outdoor cat? Well, house.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, if I try to keep my cat in my house, it would just stand at the door and scream at me. Like
mine would do the same thing. Yeah.
It would just be like.
Well, then they're not your pets anymore. You know, if they live independently of you and they're outside, they're not your pets. You know?
I'm fine with that.
Right. Me too. Let them leave. Oh, sorry.
But my neighbor's cat used to come over all the time and he was friendly.
Yeah, like friendly cat.
It's whatever. Just another pet. Didn't bother us too much.
We once got a cat that came with the house that we bought.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did it cost you extra?
No, it didn't cost me extra.
Was it 100 years old and like an evil spirit inhabiting it?
It was an older cat, and it just they claimed they couldn't take the cat, but you know, we promptly just shipped the cat off to somebody else. But that was a weird kind of a weird conversation. Oh, there's a cat that comes to the house too.
And an echo, Tim, I think.
Yeah. Katie's mic's having mic issues.
My mic keeps popping off.
She's high. She keeps knocking her mic's cord out.
Stoners.
Yeah, sorry.
Are we good? Are we back?
This okay. All
right, yeah. Here we go.
So I told you, guys about starting my nicotine habit, right?
Oh, your love of, I don't know if that was in the text or
and
on
I
the
have
show.
A nicotine story too.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, because I was brave because you've been doing nicotine.
Yeah.
So I read that it could cure society. Your sense of smell and taste after COVID.
Oh, did it work?
Was tasting horrible this week. So I finally got them. I ordered them on Amazon. They came last night. So I put one on this morning. In like 15 minutes, I was so nauseous.
Oh, a nicotine patch?
Yeah.
How many milligrams was it?
7 milligrams.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
But over a 24-hour period. They're time release.
Well, the other ones you got were like 27 milligrams.
Yeah, the first patches I ordered were like 27 milligrams. I was holy like, oh, no, that's too much. I got to send that back.
Like Morton Downey Jr. That's right. What they call them.
Right. They were step one in the program of quitting smoking. These are step three.
Yeah, I get the I get the 2 milligram Nicorette gum, 2 milligram Nicorette, 2 milligram Nicorettes, right? Gum, and I have half of one, right? So it's like half a cigarette's worth of.
Katie was like, I feel so sick. Oh, and I'm thinking, oh my God, her migraine's coming back. Oh, what should I do? I started rubbing her back. She's like, you know, just take that nicotine patch off. I was like, oh, that's why you feel nauseous. You just chain smoked half a pack of cigarettes on your stomach. Right.
Oh. More drugs. Yeah.
Oh, gross.
You went from non-smoker to chain smoker.
In like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
What does it taste like?
It tastes fine. I mean, it tastes like it tastes like regular gum, and it makes your the first time, a couple times I did it, it made my throat burn a little bit, and I did feel not nauseous, but I felt like vaguely like just a tinge of nausea. But now it's like I end up chewing like 2 or 3 a day usually, and it's just like no big deal.
It's like you're addicted.
Yeah, it's almost like, I'm not addicted. I just have been I've been doing it for weeks.
I thought you were going to say, it made me feel like I wanted to go to a bar and have drinks and try to pick somebody up.
And Bert, what was like the purpose? I forgot. What was the purpose of the nicotine?
Because there's a lot of good data on nicotine as a short-term stimulant, right? It improves working memory. Like if you give somebody nicotine before they do a typing test, they'll type faster with fewer errors, right? Like all that sort of, I have it, I use it like, I'm having a piece right now because I want to be on for this podcast, right? And it works, right?
I feel so bad for the person who is so concerned about doing well in a typing test that they're going to start taking
they're doping for their typing test.
Hey, Greg, you don't know.
It's really important to me. My mother could type 45 words a minute, and she, I'm doing for a long time, has been said that nobody in the family could out-type her. And now I have, this is my opportunity.
Here's what I get that bitch. My electric complex.
God, what a sad thing.
Yeah, before work meetings, it's fucking great. I mean, if I know I got to be on, right, like it's a good little tool.
You and Kitty are two peas in a pod, man. You guys, every it's amazing to me every week you guys can have a legitimate, fresh new discussion about a new drug or a new experience with a drug or multiple drugs.
Drugs are great, man. It's long, the thing about drugs is drugs are great as long as you're not a fucking moron about them. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know? Wise. Be wise.
Yeah. Be to make good decisions, right? You know, weigh the data.
It's not always easy.
Yeah, that's true.
I think
my real opinion is if you are using drugs or alcohol to avoid emotions, right, then you are probably in a danger. That should be a red flag. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I use drugs and alcohol so I could express my rage most passionately. I'm not repressing any emotions.
Right, like before, like at a Steeler game.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to say the name of the drug, and you know who knows who listens to this podcast. But the thing that you gave us while we were in Pittsburgh, Bert.
Yeah.
We took Winston over to Katie's parents today because we're Easter tomorrow. We're going to have a drug fueled sex romp. You know.
Oh, good for you. So, drug fueled right. sex romp. Rebirth. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, celebrating life.
So I said to Katie, right. We better take Winston to your mother's because I don't want him looking at me.
Greg scenarios with the dog.
It, or those laxatives kicking in again and me having to like deal with wiping Winston's furry little butt, you know, while I'm, you know, fueled up and wanting to fuck, you know what I mean?
So. That cock blocking little bastard.
Yeah, exactly.
What'd you tell her parents? Because obviously you didn't tell your parents
Katie's parents, sadly,
what the real plan was.
Katie's parents have one of their dogs is not doing well, probably not for the world.
It's company.
So that was the pretense. Week, yeah. We lied about her impending death and said that Winston needed to make his peace with her. So that was our excuse.
We did. My mom thinks we're insane.
Winston needs to get right with her before she goes.
We were leaving. She said, "You're not really leaving him here, are you?"
Yeah, we are.
Here's some unfinished business with Sophie. We'll be back tomorrow after our sex romp. Happy Easter.
Parents must be like, "What the fuck is wrong with those two?"
Yeah.
So you guys wouldn't fucking rush through this podcast.
No,
be like, okay, tomorrow. Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Easter.
Yeah.
On our Visa.
Oh, that's fucking on. Yeah, roll back that rock, baby.
Yeah, baby. Rise again.
For a second there, I was like, was that a Easter reference or like a hardcore drug reference? I couldn't tell since the drug went nameless, but yeah. Talking about rolling back rock, I was like, oh, Jesus. Hard drugs?
Not definitely crack. Jesus.
Oh, okay.
No. Okay. I wonder if the listeners are thinking, like, there's like thinking amyl nitrate.
Caffeine.
It could be anything. Yes, between you and Katie, it could be fucking right. Anything. Anything. I've never met someone that the first thing they say when you say, oh, so I was doing my ketamine regimen today. Like, what the fuck? Like, the only people that I ever knew that did ketamine were complete. Well, they were just very scary people.
Yeah.
And I've known several.
You've
but
never
they
seen
were...
Katie off mic, guys.
They have.
She's a monster. I mean, I love her.
That's what you're supposed to say, right? Okay, Erica wants in. She wants in.
Let's hear it.
All right. We should give her a 2-minute
Erica,
minimum.
Great show again this week. Couple things. Bert, the tattoo idea for your next one. You guys got to go back into the archive and find the episode where the guy wrote in about the George Washington paint tattoo, because if you don't get that one, then no other tattoos are worth it, because that is total bad counsel, like screams bad counsel tattoo. So,
on my taint?
Go ahead, Tim. Go back in the archives. Read the message from that list, and that's the tattoo that you need to get. So that's...
George, what's she referring to?
I want to say is,
oh, boy.
It was like George Washington. It was her husband wrote in that question that time.
Yeah.
Well,
so it was a tattoo that they had come up with. You don't have to get it on your taint.
Well, that was the whole point. He was George Washington was jumping over the asshole, right? It was tattooed on the taint.
What, like George Washington crossing a Delaware, except in somebody's asshole? Yeah,
and on a motorcycle.
On a motorcycle.
Yeah, with flames coming out the back.
That's actually is kind of a good idea. But the are we going to discuss this now? I mean, the parameters
Let me just say real quick, though, Erica's forgetting her place. You know, excuse me, America. You think they ever asked Ted Danson to go back and look through old episode footage to find some obscure anecdote that some insane fan brought up at a, you know, TV Land con? Come on, get over yourself. Anyway, go ahead, Bert.
No, I mean, what the parameters we talked about were like on my right ass cheek, right? Mm-hmm. It has to be something no bigger than three, like maybe 4 inches in diameter
always
tops,
getting
right?
Already. It's already gotten 25% bigger.
Right.
Than I would say like three. It can't be look stupid. I can't think of my, it's like on my ass cheek.
Of
right?
course
can't,
not.
Like,
anytime we talk about
it's going to look stupid.
Always, right? Diameter always comes up.
what did we talk about?
It so was here, here's what I recall. So you're a little close to the subject, Bert. So let me, you know,
I
just say what I heard.
Screenshot.
So you know, 3.5 inches in diameter, so small-ish.
Yeah.
Nothing political, nothing religious, nothing offensive
nothing,
to other
nothing
people.
Nothing misogynist, anything no, would get...
Nothing yeah. offensive, nothing nasty or offensive.
No sports teams,
no logos, no endorsements.
No logos.
You know, so we're just talking about artwork, you know, and maybe some innocuous statements, but, you know, so what we propose, dear listeners, and some I've given a head start to a few people I'll tell you about in a second, is that here's what I would suggest, is that we have five finalists, you know, five suggestions that meet your criteria.
Yeah.
And five willing participants to
and
donate.
One that doesn't.
Yeah, and make a donation to a food bank. And,
yeah, the local 100 it's got to be $100 donation to local food bank.
And so whichever winning design, you know, we can debate it, but ultimately, Bert, it's your decision.
Yeah.
But they're not going to be probably five good options, so whatever you choose will already be winning. But, you know, invite the listeners and people. Like I contacted DeAndre from our friends at Mass Debaters podcast. And I was like, hey, here's an idea for a bracket. You know, if you haven't listened to their great podcast, they take different topics, movies, songs, very specific things. And they do like a tournament style bracket where they say, okay, Fast Times at Ridgemont High versus Caddyshack. Which one do you choose? And eventually they wind up at the best comedy of the 80s, whatnot. I said, you should come up with a bracket of lamest celebrity tattoos. Like
that
the 64,
would be a good
one. The 64 lamest celebrity tattoos, and whatever emerges as the tournament victor, that's one of the entries that you get to choose from. You know, and I suggested that to him because immediately after hearing this contest idea, I was Googling like Miley Cyrus's and Demi Lovato's tattoos. You know? And I'm like, oh, if somehow my lifelong friend Bert ends up with the same tattoo that Demi Lovato has on his ass, I will have somehow won his friendship. I've been waiting for some sort of payoff in his friendship. Not that it's not been delightful along the way, but I'm like,
no, he's been.
I had this
wonderful.
Vague sense that someday I'm going to get a real big payoff from this friendship that I've maintained for 40 years, and this will be it. You know, like you sharing the same tattoo as, I don't know, Selena Gomez, and you both have a tattoo.
Yeah. The other thing was, it can't be anything would ever get me banned from a sex party.
Okay.
But that's just in case. It's not misogynist or whatever. Yeah, exactly. Not offensive, right?
Yeah, believe me, there's so much great options, you know, with all your parameters in mind. You know, this is going to be great. I've put it out there to Gary and encouraged him to think about it. I've encouraged Carly and her gaggle of just recently teen friends to come up with things that they would be ashamed to have on themselves. And,
and thus, and hey, this 53-year-old man is going to get a tattoo on his ass.
did you guys ever see this show? It was a takeoff of a British show. Snooki was one of the co-hosts of it. It was called How Far Is Tattoo Far? You guys recall that show at all?
No, it's not supposed to be a good premise.
People would come on to a show. They were either they're often like best friends or siblings or former boyfriend and girlfriend or girlfriend and girlfriend or boyfriend or boyfriend, and they would agree to get tattooed whatever their friend or spouse or ex wants them to get tattooed and vice versa. So they would get to choose the size, the content, the placement of
the
tattoo.
Size. Yeah. Oh, wow.
And like the things that these purported friends had tattooed to each other were, I mean, the tattoo artist should have been arrested for even agreeing to tattoo some of this stuff. But it was like the nastiest, ugliest, nasty stuff. And they did big reveals. And like, you know, these friendships and relationships and lives were destroyed. You know, so that's kind of what inspired this contest. Just a little piece of that. Yeah. Very small piece.
So that
and I know
be
that
fun.
You love it because you'll love the attention. That it'll be a great.
Oh yeah, I mean, it'll be as long as it's funny, like, right?
Yeah, of course it's going to be funny. You're going to pick. You're going to choose it, Katie. Yeah. I know you're so tempted. Do not.
No,
start
I'm not
previewing any of the ideas.
I'm not. Huh? I was just saying. But all the kids.
Oh, you already have ideas. Fuck.
Of course. I spent hours.
He said no. He'll like those.
Yeah. Exactly. There were some things that were silly and kind of off, and I was like, no. He'll enjoy that. We don't want that. You know? We want to give him five options where it's like, it's the lesser of five evils here. You know,
thank God it's my ass, right? Like, yeah. You know, yeah.
Well, listen,
not
guys,
too many people see it.
No. That's the other thing that I know about Bert is that he wants an excuse to show his ass more. You know? And he's laughing because it's fucking true. I see him after races.
It's a little bit true.
He wants an excuse to show off his ass. Trust me, I know this guy. That's why I feel no guilt about, you know, all the effort I'm putting into this, you know.
This is good.
This is time well spent.
Yes, exactly. It's bonding. You know?
And you are no Trey Vice either, Bert. Yeah. Like you're gonna come through with this. Like not like that fucker.
I'll do it. I mean it can't be something offensive, right? I mean,
you have final, right? We love you. We're not going to treat you like that show. That's going to be kind of scary. If I was you, I'd be like, fuck.
I imagine our grandchildren in a room together someday, like at a restaurant or some event. I don't know what it could be. But like, you know, they don't know each other too well. And they, your grandfather's Greg. Oh, yeah, yours is Bert. Okay. Right. What they're friends or something? Yeah. Yes, my grandfather was the one who made your grandfather have the seahorse tattooed on his ass. You know?
Seahorse.
And seahorse would be a great option compared to what I'm cooking.
Oh, yeah. Seahorse is no big deal at all. Holy
exactly.
So what? Yeah.
I'm not going to choose any ideas. I'm just.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Wait.
No. Go. It's all good.
We didn't finish hearing her voice.
I forgot that. Yeah. Recall.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We just got to get through it. It's like half the show's done now.
Oh,
so.
God. We got to get through this.
The tattoo that you need to get. So that. The next thing I want to say is the woman who is getting poisoned by her husband. Absolutely, she is being poisoned by her husband. So this is what you got to do. Just kill or be killed. So you need to get.
She wants to be on the show so bad.
I believe it's the Poisoner's Handbook. It's a favorite of mine. And you just poison him first. But you have to, like, gaslight him into thinking that he's the one that got the book. So you just get the book and you have it out. And then you gaslight him, saying, why the hell do you have this book? Like, what are you trying to do to me? All right, she's a woman, so she's good at gaslighting. And then you just slowly poison him. And it's got to be slow, because otherwise, the poison has to build up in your system and kill him slowly. So that's my idea there.
You know,
she's going to get caught. They're going to do an autopsy.
So I will talk to you all later.
Okay. All right. Ever. Enough. Yeah.
You know, Erica, that's a cute idea. You know, obviously, it's, I don't know, it's cute, but it's, you're missing the point of why this guy's trying to poison his wife. Like, you know, the second best outcome.
11 years of marriage.
Yeah, exactly. The second best outcome, you know, the best outcome for this guy would be successfully poison his wife. The second best outcome is him to be killed quickly himself. You know what I mean?
Either way, he wins.
Yeah, exactly.
Either way, he's out.
You know, if you really want to get back at him, what you do is, now that you know how he's trying to poison you, you just don't take it, but don't let on that you know about it. He'll keep upping the dose, and you'll have to deal with that at some level, you know, however you're getting rid of this poison. But just start telling him, I don't know if this is possible, but I think I'm falling in more in love with you, honey. I want to spend more time with you.
I feel better than ever.
I bought a timeshare for us, you know. You know, and that's the best revenge, living is the best revenge. Not living well, right. Just living is the best revenge. So
wonderful. Nice try, Erica. Right?
She nice tried. Try.
Wah, wah. Okay, well, welcome Bad Counsel, yeah, please, Podcast Planet.
After any more of those voicemails, I'm going to be, you know, chugging antifreeze.
Oh, just my God. Kidding. Okay, first question. Bad Counsel, I need advice. I'm in the doghouse with my missus because I laughed at her for crying over a broken heel. They were her favorite shoes, blah, 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 and they meant a lot to her. I offered to replace them, and that only upset her more. What do I do? We are a young couple, just married a little over a year ago.
Divorce her. Repaired. Take it to the car.
Yeah, take your shoe repair. Yeah, that's...
Well, it's kind of reminiscent of what we were talking about earlier with your bad haircut, though, honey. You know what I mean? Like,
shoes can be fixed. You can't glue hair back on.
You can get extensions.
You can. Yeah, you can.
Actually.
Yeah. And shoes don't regenerate on their own, but you know, hair does. Not that I know of, at least. But, I mean, this kid's blah, lucky. Blah, blah. You're finding out, you know, I'm not going to be much help because I didn't have an answer for Katie in a situation. So I have no idea what you should do, but I'm telling you, you're lucky that you found out early as you did. You know, it's because somebody's going to school you about this right now, and then keep doing that.
I mean, shouldn't you just break the other shoe and, like, here, you know, they're another...
Now they're even.
Another flats.
Yeah. Right. Another flats.
Oh my God.
My instinct tells me what would soothe her. And Katie, tell me if I'm on the right track here. Not breaking her other shoe or not trying to replace that shoe, but if something that this guy loved, you know, something terrible would happen to right. something that this guy loved, then she would feel that he can empathize with her properly.
Like
right?
when you're
my best friend died, you know, oh, you know, it's like, now you understand now that, you know, now we're on the same level. You just lost your best friend and I broke that shoe. You know?
Yeah. I like where you're going with that, but my brain immediately went to when my stepmother threw my favorite dirty magazine away when I was like 15 years old.
Bitch.
What was it?
Right. Well, I didn't. Well, so I mean, there's more of that. No, there's more of that story. So I came home one day, like the, you know, both my dad and my stepmother worked, right? So, you know, I had the, they had once every 2 weeks, they had a domestic help come in and clean the house, right? So they, and I was like, I did everything I could to keep that fucking bitch out of my room, right? But it never worked. So one time, so I come home from school one day. I'm like a freshman in high school, and there's all my dirty magazines and two bottles of booze on the freaking kitchen table.
Oh
right.
God. Oh my God. I think I remember.
Oh, they were partying nice.
And I was like, that fucking bitch.
Oh my God. I remember being so mortified for you.
Yeah. And I was just like, fucking hey, like, come on, man. Like, don't I get any, like, whatever. But yeah, so all my dirty magazines got thrown away, and I lost my booze.
Ooh. Terrible. Damn. What was fucking, it? Was it a hustler?
Yeah, what kind of booze?
Oh, it was like, no, it was like a, I had like three or four. I don't know what the hell they were. I mean, yeah, it was hustler wee, you know, some fucking like low brow,
really
like
dirty.
Wee, trashy.
Yeah, yeah.
Club.
Like, yeah, yeah, like yeah. Club, some like terrible shit. Like,
yeah, right.
Like bikers or whatever.
Jugs.
Beaver hunt.
But yeah, but I can relate to like your favorite item gets like, you know.
Yeah, that's what
destroyed.
She wants. Yeah, yeah, she wants to see you suffer as well. That's what all women want.
Yeah,
just like Katie is right now listening to this conversation. We're waxing poetic about all the dirty magazines.
Okay, all right.
It's a cliche, right? But it's a fucking so easy to get porn today. I mean, we fucking had to work for porn when we were kids.
Yeah, yeah, like shoulder. I mean, they kept it behind the fucking counter. You either had to like, you know, cultivate a relationship with a 7-Eleven employee over time. Yeah. You know, and say, listen, I know I'm only 14, but
grooming,
you know,
in reverse.
I feel like we've right. become friends. You know, is there any way you could let me buy a penthouse? You know, or
and I doubt they would have a problem.
Store. Yeah, or you had a shoulder tap. You know, like
yeah,
shoulder,
we did that.
Yeah, shoulder tap. I mean, can you imagine doing that?
I remember doing that. I remember getting a guy to buy us a copy of fucking.
I remember. but
if you were a guy then, I mean, if you were like a guy, and some kid did it, be like, yeah, buddy, okay, I'll do it. I would do it.
Oh.
You're like, you're a budding little pervert. I love it.
What a drive. I mean, seriously, what a drive to get pornography that we would approach a fucking stranger
and with our money.
Will you buy me porn?
Wow. Here's $5.
Will you buy me porn?
Oh my God. We wanted that porn. Then I got a job at Walden Books when I was a teenager, and I had access to them because they used to, you know, obviously I worked in the stockroom sometimes.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
It's awesome.
And I got to enforce, they kept them on the top shelf closest to the cash register, and I got to help enforce the policy.
Yeah.
Not a lot of shrinkage in that store, huh, Greg?
No. a little bit of shrinkage.
For all my retail friends, yes, anyone who's worked retail. Yeah. That joke is for you.
Sorry about your old lady shoes, dude.
Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah, just allow something that you love to be destroyed, and trust me, she'll cheer up.
Well, file for divorce. Fuck it. It's only been a year, right?
Sometimes
cut your losses now.
You guys know in hockey, like, there's a scheduled loss, right? A back-to-back on the road, right?
Yeah.
It's a scheduled loss. This is kind of a scheduled loss. Just take the L. Just fucking absorb it.
Do it.
And go forward. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before you knock her up.
Is that the right idea?
That's pretty wise.
27 years, man. Yeah, just
no, fucking, that's good. Yeah. And always have a box of wine handy, right, Tim?
A box of wine.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh, yes.
I think Bert and Michelle have us beat, right? You guys have been married how long?
We just had 28, I believe.
28, yeah.
So we're a year ahead, whatever.
We'll never be as cool as them, but.
That's the guy.
Or is uncool, I guess.
Yeah, they'll die and then you'll pass. Yeah,
that's right.
Ultimately.
Okay. All right. So you guys ready for Gingers with Attitude?
Yeah,
here. All right, so who wants to go first? What I'll do is I will text you.
I think Greg should go first.
Well, you know, Gary's not he's not a professional writer. He's not churning them out. The only thing that I found amusing and hurtful in his text this week was when I told him about the tattoo contest. You know,
do you want me to read it?
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, sorry. Let me get it ready.
Send it to me, and I'll read it.
Okay. Gary, and what I meant was, who wants to read Lori's criticism of them first? So,
good.
But that's okay. No, go ahead. Good. Go ahead.
You're all teed up with Lori. I want to hear what she has to say.
Oh, okay. All right. So this was for all of us, is what she said. Bad Counsel. After years of listening to Bad Counsel, one thing is clear. Hostage torture is alive and well. Please waterboard me so my ears don't burst. Why do you feel the need to have a disclaimer? Even Helen Keller knows that not one of you have any semblance of brain power. Y'all probably still wear underoos and show each other how much faster you can run in your new dad sneakers.
Like
so that was that
I
was
can
Lori's.
Run fast with my new ones.
I like Shazam.
Oh, Greg got great new shoes. He was wearing them at Trader Joe's today.
Did he?
Random compliments.
So who wants to go first? Greg? Greg?
Greg should go first.
Send it to me. I'd love to see. And then I'll send you the one from
you know, I do understand the feeling that you had when you sent this last week, Greg, because I'm kind of like...
Yeah, good. Comedically, you know you're on the right track.
I mean, I laughed when she sent it, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's all that matters. Like, you know, you're on the right track when it's cringy, you know, that's how, you know,
when you're feeling uncomfortable, it's probably a good job.
But when I talked to Lori, I talked to her and she thought it was kind of funny. And she said, you know, I've got some feedback if you're interested. And I was like, yes. So, okay.
Is it on the way?
Okay. Here it goes. Here we go. Okay. Interesting. Greg, suffering through Greg's attempts to be cool is like cheering on the blind kid in the school cross country race. We're all just wanting to see him fucking face plant. Give it up, Greg. When your lady needs drugs to get off, the dick is not good. Whoa. Whoa.
The dick is not good. Yeah. Wow. She goes right for Katie, too.
Yeah.
Katie, going for your manliness, man. She's fucking going for the heart.
Harsh.
Lori can be. She's a sweetheart, but yeah, she can.
The truth is, Lori, though, I need Katie to be on drugs for her. She doesn't want to be on drugs. I make her take drugs.
So there.
I'm like, listen, I don't got all night for this, you know, so you're going to get off and get off quick. And if you need to take some drugs to make that happen, I've got a documentary to get to in 15 minutes.
It's already in the queue.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to go next?
Oh, I'll go. I'll have the counter of Greg.
Oh, God. Yeah, this is interesting. It's like a celebrity roast.
Who's going next, Tim?
I guess
just make it a Tim. Make it like a wheel of random death. Whoever we'll all sit here anxiously watching our phones.
Yeah, you can pick.
Yeah, right. That's actually all right.
That's good. That's better.
Whoever's phone
while you're
off.
Waiting, I'll read mine.
Okay, okay. I'm sending Gary's to you, Bert.
All right.
So mine was Revenge of the Nerds got more play than you. No wonder you popped your cherry in a church. It took fucking prayers to find some hoe willing to do the deed for free. Did you ever tell the gang about your short-lived singing career? The Howling Family Dog sounded better and got more ass from it.
You had a singing career? Got more ass. That's pretty good, man. She knows. Nice. She's a sister. She knows you too, man.
Yeah, she's... Like I said, she is a sweetheart. She's a great mom.
Sounds like she's back.
Okay, I got this text, Greg, but I haven't opened it yet.
It's okay, yeah. She sounds a little backed up to me, you know. Yeah. Maybe her husband needs to step up.
Right.
Little,
all right. Some projection going on, Jimmy? There with Katie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody open the shit?
Oh, crap.
All right,
Mike. You often talk about how you think you might be the dumbest one of that group. Well, I don't talk about it often. I'm going to tell you that not only are you the dumbest one of that group, but most likely the dumbest one of any group that you're in. And by the way, your so-called Boston accent sounds more like like a New Yorker with Down syndrome.
Oh. Wow. Is that redundant?
Yeah, right. Oh. It goes on.
Oh my God. Yeah, right. It goes on. This is like years of family animus built up.
Right.
And she's my family too. What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, so right. Obviously, Stacy cries on Lori's shoulder. So she she has like, you know, 15 years of material, things that she hates about you that she's been sworn to secrecy about. Tim just, you know, opened Pandora's box. Sorry.
Truth box is open.
All right. Yeah. And then the last piece. Yeah, right. You got sex for mowing your ex's lawn. You can call her an ex all day long. We know it was your granny.
Oh. Damn. Angry woman.
Step granny, so there's no blood relation.
Nice.
That is
won't be getting a Christmas card from me.
If I send Christmas cards, which I don't.
Well, I guess, yeah, no one's really getting one from me.
Yeah.
I know I should have had this queued up, but it was fun watching him read
Who's
that.
Who's next? Who's next? Bert or Katie?
Dun, dun.
Yeah, Gary's this week on you, Bert. Was just a
I got it. It looks like it's me. Okay, hold on. Okay. All right. Today at 4:59 p.m. All right, here we go. I think of growing up and your dad would ask, is your head up your ass? I bet Bert said, I wish. Face it, bus boy. Anal ain't happening. Does this man think of anything but ass? When he locks up his bike, I bet he hopes someone steals his seat so he can accidentally hit the pole ass first.
Wow.
Wow.
That is
She knows me. She's, wow. Yeah. But
nice.
I mean, this could have come from my therapist.
Actually, so Bert, she had two for you.
Yeah.
This is the
better one.
They had similar themes.
Nicer,
yeah. But I figured I tried to pick the one that I thought you would like the most, but maybe you'll like this one better.
See, okay, now that you're getting off the point, Tim, you got to pick the one that he likes the least. That's real comedy.
This is good. All right. So Bert likes to stick his finger up his ass while bathing, stick his finger up his ass when he masturbates, lets guys feel him up at the bar and wants to start an OnlyFans twink page. Why does he just fucking admit that he's gay and let his poor wife move on? Oh. Wow. That's harsh.
There was another one for Greg as well.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Jesus. Okay, let's see. Okay. Greg talks a lot of shit about his brother Gary, but talks about him all the time. So much so that I think we might be in love with him. I'm not saying he's gay, but I bet they still bathe together. Well, you know, Gary and I'm pretty sure I talked about it, but Gary and I, improbably, based on our age difference, shared a bed for many years. You know, growing up, my family didn't have a lot of money, and Gary and I slept in a double bed for a number of years. And so,
start of a wonderful relationship,
we're
I guess.
Close. Yeah, let's just suffice to say, we're close. You know, I'd happily bathe with Carrie.
Yeah.
Dude, you know who my sister's married to, Greg, right?
Who your sister's married to? Yeah. High school.
They had six boys and one girl, right? And a 4-bedroom house, right? And one the girl got her own bedroom.
Wait. For a second,
right?
I'm high. Yeah. For a second, I thought you said that I thought you were saying that your her sister husband, had seven children. I was like,
No.
Your sister,
my
had
sister's
seven
husband,
children?
Right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
And they all the three boys were in a room, and the rest of them, like, they were on the couch on the living room floor, like they were sleeping everywhere, right?
It's crazy.
And all those kids ended up great. It was fucking. Yeah. I mean, a bunch of Catholics,
they're not
fucking.
Irish.
They're half Irish, half Mexican, right? Freaking. And like,
Catholic.
Well, I mean, it's Catholic they get, right?
Yeah. It's
that
crazy.
Shit happened. Yeah.
I told you I slept in a bed with my brother at the time was like
priest.
55 or 7. A couple of years ago, they were visiting and they were too cheap to get a hotel. And so it was Steve. I only had one couch. All my other siblings got a hotel room, but Steve and Paul were too cheap. So Paul claimed the couch based on his age. And I knew the floor of my apartment in Knoxville was hard, like concrete.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you're really going to sleep on the floor? I'll pay for the hotel room. No, it's fine. And he was like, well, unless... You know, you wanted to, you know, you, I saw you had a queen size bed. I mean, that's plenty big for both of us. And I was like,
queen?
Okay, sure. Okay. So like 46 or 7-year-old Greg slept with 57-year-old Steve. Like, you know, it was weird climbing into a bed with another man. He was pretty close. I mean, you know, I'm a roller in my sleep. And so I'm sure we were touching skin at some point.
I would not have been able to sleep, man. That's fucking crazy.
It's strange, right? But he's my brother. Yeah. So I was like, this shouldn't be so weird. Like, he is my brother. But boy, I never envisioned, you know, at this, maybe after college, I never envisioned like being in a bed with a friend or a male friend or a relative ever again.
But, Greg, what would you have done if you woke up in the middle of the night and he was jerking off?
I would have killed myself.
You wouldn't have had to, because you would have just died from embarrassment.
I would have walked to my car and siphoned the antifreeze straight from my car and then climbed in and try to attach a hose with some gas. I would kill myself if that had happened. Let it be known.
He would too.
Oh my God. I would kill myself.
If it was Gary, that'd be okay. No, but Steve, no. That's gross. No.
Oh, Jesus. Kill myself.
All right. I got mine.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
That's right.
When I hear Katie's annoying laugh, I don't know if I'd rather buy an ice pick and jam it in my ears or donate that money to Greg's suicide assistance plan.
Wow. Kind of an extra shot. Yeah.
That was really a shot at
Greg. I actually had somebody break up with me over my laugh.
What?
Really? Years ago. And it said the same word, annoying. He said, I don't think I could listen to that annoying laugh.
Oh, there had to be something else.
Fuck you.
He was secretly gay.
You know, not everybody's cup of tea. Somebody's shot of whiskey, though.
Yeah.
Must have stuck with picking rather than blowing. So she sent me another one, too. Oh. Tim does a great job of hosting the show. Just kidding. He sucks. But I'll give him some slack. It sounds like as soon as his wife finds another man, he'll find himself on the wrong end of an accident.
That is kind of true.
Sure, it is true.
Well,
it's insightful.
Thank you, Lori.
So Gary's was mild in comparison. You know, we were talking about the tattoo situation. And he was, I didn't show the whole texturing, but, you know, I had sent him a picture of Bert's tattoo a couple of days earlier. And that he was incredulous that was actually, he thought I was kidding, that he didn't realize that was Bert's real tattoo. And he's like, well, what did he get? And I sent him another picture of it again. So it's a photo of Bert's tattoo as we had seen. I sent it to my brother. So he says,
what? I don't even get it. He says, what body part is that?
He didn't know what body part it was.
And like, you replied, like, his hip. And he said, what card will you choose?
Oh, no, we were talking about, like, is a tarot card. You know, the only thing I thought was funny was that he couldn't identify your body part. What body part is that?
So. I can see. I mean, it's pretty close.
His neck.
Again, right?
Yeah. So, anywho.
Yeah.
Well, boy, gingers are mad. Because you know why? Nobody loves them. Nobody wants to be with them. Anyone who's with them is settling, you know, big time.
And they have no soul.
Am I right? Yeah.
You are, Greg.
Yeah, they're settling.
You're right as usual.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll remain silent on that one.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
He knows.
After she said all those things about you, Tim, you're going to remain silent.
Yeah.
And not admit the truth that nobody liked your sister.
Right. Nope.
You've told me many times off mic. Many times.
So I have a friend of mine who all of his kids are gingers. He's got three kids, they're all gingers. He was ginger. And I didn't realize how much bullying actually goes on with redheads. I mean, he's from England, and I guess it's pretty bad. Like they.
Rightfully so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The gingers are like. Bullied like
even
horrifically.
With Prince Harry,
I guess so. I don't know.
And Ed Sheeran,
yeah,
yeah. I gotta say,
I don't feel bad for them. I do feel like they kind of deserve it.
Yeah. I had a lot of redheaded kids in school growing up, and I don't remember anyone picking on them because of their hair.
Yeah,
yeah. Well,
anything about hair, you just
but you grew up in the
reject,
Boston
right?
area.
That's, right. And I, like 60, I said, I've been bald since
3 of the populace of Boston has an immediate relative who's a redhead, you know?
Right.
So. Yeah. You go to South Boston, yell Sully, 40 yeah, people exactly. answer.
Or Red. Hey, Red. Yeah. So that's
I had an uncle named Red. Yeah.
Place, you know?
It is. You're right. So this next question actually ties in with our news story, but I'll read the question first. We can answer some of that and we can get into our news story in a minute.
Oh, I can't wait to get into
So this that. Question is, what are your thoughts? This is actually a kind of a high level question for us. I mean, oh, I know Garrika likes, you know, shit jokes.
I'll take notes. Hold on.
Garrika, you can turn off and work on your material at this point. Okay.
Right. Exactly. I think Gary also, that's why it's Garrika.
That's right.
That's their famous name. Cause I think Gary.
Well, I still want Gary to listen. Cause I want him to be proud of me.
What are your thoughts on the multiverse? I just read a very interesting book and I want to be able to show off at cocktail parties, but I feel like I need some educated opinions and I don't have many smart people in my life.
Can we
right, exactly. Yes. The smartest. We're the best. We're the smartest.
I don't know. Isn't it just, I mean, it's some like theoretical concept that can't be unproven, right? Kind of thing. And it's been totally played out in frickin' media because it provides a really cheap way to come up with alternate timelines for whatever story you're trying to tell. I mean, that's kind of my take on the whole thing, right?
Or like Shaggy, you know, wasn't me. You know, like, you know, that whole sort of situation as well.
It was the other me. Yeah.
Right. Katie and I are watching a fascinating show we're watching a couple of really good shows. There's one on Netflix called, we'll have to text this to Michelle because she shared about The Gentleman, but Three Body Problem, that's more of like, I don't want to spoil the show for you guys or for the listeners, but we're also watching one called Constellation on Apple TV. And the premise of this Apple TV show quickly is that astronauts going to space, whatever country, and over time, there's a high percentage of them who come back and have symptoms of PTSD, or they can't adjust, or they commit antisocial acts after they've been into space. And so in this show, it kind of supposes that the problem is that something about going into space inherently exposes these folks to other dimensions. And so, you know, they come to realize that there's an alternate dimension. They themselves have a sense of what there's happening in their alternate universe in their lives. And it just, it makes living in one universe like impossible, you know? So,
like when you date and you're having sex with a bunch of different women and then you get married and you have to have sex with one of them. And then, so now you engage in only antisocial behavior.
That's when the wavelength collapses, right? So that's when you look into Schrodinger's box to see if the cat is dead or alive.
The other
right?
me is having more fun.
That didn't get married.
So I'm reading a book called Dark Matter where it literally is a guy switches places with someone else in an adjacent universe, same guy, but in one of them he became this famous scientist and the other one he got married and had kids and so they switched.
That's your
so
choice.
Yeah, that's kind of like that whole thing, like
I've been thinking about that. So like if we were given the option, I don't know, like to live and to switch places with our other self in another universe. Let's just assume there's only two universes. But you couldn't know what that person's circumstances were before you decided. You know, would you say yes or no? So essentially, do you think that your current life that we're all living right now together is like the good one? And your alternate person must have a much tougher circumstance, or
better.
Are we living the exactly? Or
yeah.
Or I guess if this is the old pessimist or optimist kind of thing, but you know, do you think that you're based on what you know about yourself and your life decisions,
yeah.
and understanding that the person that, in that multiverse is you, and so their mm-hmm. circumstances may be different based upon decisions that you've made. But do you think that you've made mostly good decisions, or could you see easily that, you know, yourself with your own background and similarities, you know, should have done so much better, you know?
Yeah, so that's a good premise for a show. But I mean, that's like, we could just come up with that premise right now on the, just talking about it, right?
Yeah,
that's why it's so played out, right?
Well, but, I'm gonna.
Yeah, but that's a good premise, right? I would say I probably wouldn't, right?
I you know what, Bert? I agree. I think you have, you know, knowing you all these years, and it's kind of like a longitudinal
you fucking
study.
Lucked out.
You're not doing much better than that guy.
I never, never would have predicted that you're doing so well. Never. So I definitely would cling to this. This
I don't disagree.
I don't
of all those decisions, right?
I'm
that could have gone the other way.
Completely serious. Like, you know, he's you know, he's a smart guy, successful. He's raised great kids. He's a beautiful wife who really seems to adore him. You know,
for some reason
he's on the number one podcast in Latvia. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I don't. I was like,
whole family's proud of you.
No way. You know, if we had a giant rewind button and you and I were 14 again, and I said, you know what? I think that
who's
you're
that
gonna
kid sleeping on his lawn.
Exactly. You know, you've exceeded all my expectations. I'm extremely proud and impressed.
You can look at my decisions and yeah, I'm swapping right away. I can't do anything right. Have you met my wife?
Oh,
she doesn't listen. Although, she may want to.
Yeah, so I mean,
it was like a podcast.
Before meeting Katie, I would have switched for sure. Not, you know, no offense, Carly.
No.
You would exist in the other plane. Carly would have existed in the other plane. But now, you know, I couldn't top that. But other than that, I used to always think to myself, how the fuck did I wind up in these circumstances? I'm smarter than this, but I'm not. Bad decisions. Tim?
Yeah, that's what the whole story's about, is about this guy questioning his decision. I had so much more potential. I had everything going my way. And I love my wife. I love my kids. But I'll just use the same amount you did. You guys would be in. I would still want to be married to Tammy, have my kids.
Obviously.
But I'm such a fucking reject compared to what I could have done. So.
Really?
Tim, would you have both of your kids?
What would you have aspired to that you didn't achieve?
I think I could have done so many things, like in school, in work, and I have had so many opportunities that I just, you know,
and this is coming from a person who was a C-level executive of multiple, you know, Fortune 1000 companies, you know, multi-million-dollar companies, C-level executive, you know.
Yeah, I really do think, like, I look back and I'm like, I could have, like, it's all such a fucking genius when I look backwards. But I think, man, I'm smart enough. I could have probably figured that out.
Is there something you should have stuck with? Like, you know, I know you were obviously you're a music lover. You're a very literate guy. Do you think to yourself, gosh, I should have stuck to radio, or I should have stuck to.
Yeah, that is one thing. Like, that's funny that you would say that. I actually almost went to Full Sail back in the early 90s when it was just in a strip mall in Orlando to learn how to record music. But I had no self-confidence. I sucked. Yeah. At it.
And, well, and let's face it, our parents of that generation weren't exactly encouraging artistic endeavors.
Right. No, not at all. Not at all. I did the right thing, the appropriate thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love doing this. So I guess in that sense, that did
kind of
work out.
You know, now that I think about it, I guess you are kind of a disappointment. Yeah.
It's true. I mean,
you make a good point. You know what I mean?
We're all
tough to argue with you, Tim. Yeah.
We're all in our mid-50s, right? We've got to be thinking.
I'm not in my mid-50s yet. I'm in my early 50s, I would say.
What are you, 53 or 52?
I'll be 53.
When? 53.
In August.
You'll be 53. August, that's right. Yeah, so you're 52. At 53, the day after your birthday, you'll be in your mid-50s.
I think 54, 55, and 56 is my mid-50s. Right.
And how old are you, Tim?
I'm going to be 55 this year.
Oh.
Is it August?
Yeah.
When do you turn 50? May.
So I guess there are times I think a lot more about, all right, I'm closer to death than, you know, than than high school.
Yes, that's right. Okay,
right.
Okay, I'm going to count them off.
Yeah, right. I've you know, I could be so much better off, but I'm not.
Big time.
Right. My kids are still living at home in their 20s. Right.
Oh, so I was failed as a father. 17, yeah.
Right.
Failure.
Failure.
Ugh. Right. Seriously.
We're serious.
Your wife wants to murder you.
Yeah, no.
A poor marriage.
Those are the. I mean, there are multiple times that I could have done things in the workplace where I could be
You forgot.
Retired.
You forgot. Your biggest social outlet is a fantasy baseball league.
Right. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Which I haven't.
That you do virtually.
Right. Which I haven't won in like 10 years. Right. So even then, even the other day, I was like, I'd made a trade for a player with Greg. And I thought, wow, this is a good trade. I gave a lot up for it. Greg got a good return. Fucking 3 days later, the guy gets suspended for 80 games for using performance-enhancing drugs. And I was like, what the fuck? And I gave Greg one of the best players on a World Series winning team. Right? Exactly. Exactly. I'm like, I should know better.
No wonder your kids still live at home.
Guys, do you think Marv would produce and host our show? You think he's available?
Yeah.
Marv Smooth. or what about Xander, Katie? I wonder what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
I
wonder about Xander.
Fuck it. Get Erica.
Yeah, that's true. Could be
worse.
We'll
take Erica. No offense, Tim.
Anyway. Well, Xander's got, I mean, I would trade me out for Xander if I had a chance. Yeah. Wouldn't you? I mean, seriously.
Clearly.
I thought he's British.
No, he's South
Australian.
Fuck that.
Nah, it's not that.
Fucking worse.
They're all bootlickers. Doesn't matter. They all believe on people's parents that they're better than you, and
so you are perfectly content. You guys are you're all around the same age, and you're not thinking I could have shot.
You know,
higher.
You know what I do regret? I regret all those times where I didn't do something because it cost $100. You know what I mean? Or it costs like one thing I always look back on is it. Well, yeah, that, but like. All the times that I didn't do something because I was scared or because it was going to cost a little bit of money, right? And I missed an experience, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say something that's going to make you feel better. And I mean this, I don't know if it's going to make you feel better, but I think it should make you feel better. And I mean it, absolutely no joking, that my one regret is that I wish I'd been smarter with my money. I wish that I hadn't been so focused on keeping up with the Joneses. Like, Bert and I, we didn't have super rich friends, but a middle class family with six kids, there's less disposable income than a middle class family with an only child, and so my friends at college, Adrian and some of those guys, they weren't rich, but they had it a lot easier than I did. But I felt compelled to keep up with them, to go on spring breaks and to buy things, and I had to do it with credit, and I was just very reckless and foolish. And so I had a lot of fun and great experiences, but how well you're doing and the security that you have, that's admirable, dude.
Yeah,
I guess
it's
a fine line, I guess,
it's a trade-off, right? But I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that sounds like the almost like the opposite regret. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. That's what I'm saying.
But
it's like every woman with straight hair who wants curly hair, and every curly with curly hair who wants straight hair, right? That's doesn't matter.
Blow, Tim. We're not that bad. We're not women.
We're not women.
I like last week when Bert's like, I'm not being misogynist. That's Greg's job. And Katie's like, yep.
He's the misogynist.
It's, yeah.
It's not Greg. It's caricature of Greg. You know, that's what I was trying to explain.
Oh, this part. Yeah.
I was trying to explain.
Everything else is on
this. Because Gary was calling me a misogynist before. And I was like, no. I said, you know, it's not Greg. It's just Greg's caricature. Like I said, just like, you know, the way we talk about you on the podcast, it's not really Gary. It's just like the caricature of Gary.
Right.
It's a lot like Gary, and you know, caricature Greg's a lot like Greg, but I'm not a true misogynist.
But you're right. Kind of like a 70s era misogynist. Yeah. Like if you were in the 70s, you would be considered kind of a progressive thinker.
Yes, exactly.
And right. You know, and not really like that's how, because if you watch stuff from the 70s, yeah, like sometimes you'd have to hit her just to snap her out of it, right? But you wouldn't, right? But I mean, that's, you're
Greg's
not
a 70s progressive.
Right, exactly. Am I wrong?
No, like you're exactly right. I love it.
Exactly.
I love it. I feel complimented. Thank
you're just actually a very
feel
progressive.
Like you're being seen for the first time.
Yes.
A very progressive pro woman man in the wrong decade.
Yeah.
Like several decades later.
Like I would have taken Hemingway to task back then.
Yes. You know? Yes, exactly. And would have been right there. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But now it doesn't ring true.
In the
2020s.
Yep, I know. And I know it's wrong. You know, that's why I only say it here. I never speak like this outside of the podcast.
No.
Well, that's what makes a fucking joke too, right? Is like the fact that it's a little bit wrong, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Some jokes. Yes. That's right.
Anyway.
Speaking of Gary, this one's for you, buddy. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Bad News.
Gary's looking for the dial.
Our esteemed panel discusses news stories of the day that impact you. Yes, you, dear listeners. That's what I call the Gary Bridge right here. And tonight's story is Microsoft reportedly building Stargate to transport OpenAI into the future. Microsoft and OpenAI might be concocting a $100 billion supercomputer to accelerate their artificial intelligence models.
It's incredible.
It's scary.
It really is. Like when we read it, Katie was reading part of it to me, and then I read part of it today. Like this supercomputer is going to take acres of space.
Yeah.
Acres of space, like, you know, and I read Bill Gates is like, oh, there's nothing to be afraid of. It's just like in the turn of the 20th century, industrialized factories and things. People were like, well, what about the people? What jobs will they have? And they became technical workers and yada, yada. And same thing here. You know, Bill Gates couldn't care less, you know. Yeah. But so, this is just like happening like a movie. And I'm going to be honest. I said it to Katie today. I don't care. I've lived over 50 years. I don't have.
I've had a good run.
It's scary in a way, but also it's kind of like, okay, well, that would be thrilling. You know, I've not a lot of thrilling historical events have happened in our lifetimes. And I know that's a very privileged complaint that I'm having here, that we haven't been subjected to more tragedies. But I mean, I would love to see something that I never thought was possible happen, even if it's ultimately what kills us all. That'd be kind of interesting. Yeah.
That'd be interesting. Man. Wow.
I mean, if it has to happen, let it happen. You know what I mean? And man, we'll probably go quick and it'll be like, man, goddamn, this is incredible that this turn of events took place. Now, you know, we got to try to dive
something like 1,000 different processors, right? It's going to take up several hundred acres of land, require 5 gigawatts of power.
it's
dependent upon OpenAI getting ChatGPT, the GPT-5 engine up and running. I mean, they're building, I'm sure people have made this comparison before, but they're building Skynet, right?
Is it closer to Skynet or is it more like the Matrix?
I don't know.
It seems Skynet-y.
Yeah, it's, oh man.
And then that other company, NVIDIA, did you see that they're trying to embody the AI then? They're trying to give them bodies. Fuck.
Like you can teach AI.
Will the body have big tits?
Because if it does,
then it's okay.
Yeah,
definitely.
Right. If we're gonna get exterminated, I want whatever exterminates us to have nice tits, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Sex bot. I'll take the dominatrix thing to a whole new plane.
For a long time, he was hoping that the Planet of the Apes scenario would play out. You know, those female apes, but now it's sex bots.
But then, then I moved on from hairy chicks, and then
hairy chick fetish. Man, but it's amazing. You know, it's like we're playing out exactly what you know we used to look at as a terrifying, scary movie.
Yeah.
Still a terrifying, scary movie.
Again, though, like if I was 20 and this was happening, I'd be like, man, this is really unfair, like for our kids and stuff. But for us, it's like, yeah, you know what? I probably don't have that many good years left anyway. So I mean,
we've had a good run.
Yeah, let's see.
I'll conform.
Let's see something remarkable, you know, in our lifetimes, you know?
This is like the fucking, well, okay, so, you know, we grew up on Star Trek, right? So the old freaking, you know, we talked about, you know, would you go to another universe? And I was remembering that Star Trek episode where everybody was, they went to the evil.
Oh, yeah. Bizarro world kind of.
Bizarro world where everybody's evil and Spock was still the good guy in both scenarios, yeah. Right?
He was perfectly
this
logical.
Is like, yeah. Right. This is like the frickin' when V'ger, you know, whatever, Star Trek, the movie.
V'ger.
Right? That fucking computer, like the
Borg?
Yeah, well, it was like Explorer 1, right, or whatever. But it was like, know all that is knowable, and it came back to kill everybody, right? Mm. It's like, whatever, right? This is going nowhere, but, you know, this is like how Star Trek predicted the world, right, kind of
they
thing.
They did, too. Genius. Yeah.
You are like our Leonard Nimoy in our Spock, you know?
Yes.
Because you're not a robot, because you clearly have emotions, and we saw Spock get riled up a couple of times, you know, but you're very logical, you know, you're very, you know, candid and science-driven, very logical. You're like our Spock.
Yeah.
Tim's
and we're pretty sure Spock did a lot of drugs, too. So
I'm overweight.
No, you're Captain Kirk. You know, I guess
I can't wait till you fuck a green chick. That'd be great.
I'd like to be Bones, you know.
Oh, Bones. Bones was my favorite character.
Damn it,
too,
Tim. That transition was too long.
he just bitched at everybody. It didn't matter. He's fucking bitching. Great. Yeah. He was the best character. The best character. Even on the reboot, he was the best character. The Abrams reboot.
Yeah.
Right? Don't you
damn
think?
Damn it, Jim. Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, he was awesome.
And Katie, I guess you're a hoorah.
I guess I'm
not a whore. A hoorah. A whore.
Gosh, way to ruin her name.
There was also that chick who had like a little crush on Spock that was on more than a few episodes, like Ensign or Yeoman something or other.
Oh, yeah.
That blonde. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I forget her name.
She's a good character.
So, who's Goose?
Well, Mike's
Goose. Well,
Scotty.
Scotty.
I beam people up. That's what I do.
Hey, Scotty.
Oh, Scotty. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, Scotty. Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of surly, you know, as well.
I that makes
maybe a little
sense.
Drunk, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then what I remember on one episode or movie, Captain Kirk said, hey, you know, he said, oh, Captain, it's going to take 8 hours. Scotty, I need it in 4. All right, I'll do it. And he said, do you always just double the amount of time? He goes, well, yeah, that's how I look like a genius. I tell you, it's going to take 8 hours. I do it in 4. I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's smart.
So who was the Russian
Chekhov.
Guy?
Chekhov.
That'd be Erica, right? Erica would be Chekhov.
Yeah.
And who annoying in the background? Sure.
And Gary is Sulu.
Is Sulu.
You know, gay right below the surface. Hello.
Hi there.
Oh my.
Oh, that's what I was, yeah. Oh my.
And then good. Just the rest of all podcast planners are all red shirts, right?
Yeah.
The ones that
are
just
dying. A
red
shirt. Die, yeah.
everybody writes in is a red shirt.
Except for Trey Weiss. He's a Klingon.
Nobody under 40 knows what the fuck we're talking about.
Right. Yeah, fuck y'all. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, fuck them.
No one under 40 listens. Anyway, yeah.
No, I think unless they're in Latvia. Yes.
Because Star Trek's a big show over there. Still.
It is funny that you said that, you know, a totally logical Spock would be just as fine hanging out with an evil group of people as a good group of people, right?
Yeah, it was like a great episode, man.
Yeah. So, but you guys ever see Eric Pilgrim versus the World?
No. I've heard of that.
I have never watched it.
I have heard of it.
He meets his evil, his evil self. But it's like he's so like not a good person. Like he's just kind of like probably a neutral guy. His evil self would like they became best friends because they had so much in common. Right. It's so funny to think about that. Like if you're completely in the middle, then you can kind of go
that's
anywhere.
A caricature, Gary, you know. caricature, Tim.
Right, exactly.
Oh, man, you guys should definitely put I'll put in the larger text group too, like that Three Body Problem series on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this Bill Gates story, it's really good. It's also, there's another angle that I've been thinking about, not just the robots taking over, but like another potential motivation that Gates has that we won't be able to talk about until we've all seen Three Body Problem, because I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
All right.
You know where I'm going with that.
And this is all the Pistachio's plan, right?
Yes. Well, right. That's the question. Maybe there is, I wouldn't call it God, but maybe what we've been calling God for all these years is really a bunch of aliens controlling us from afar, or, you know, coming towards us and conditioning us to receive them so that their, you know, conquering of us will be as easy as possible.
Remotely and, groomed.
Yeah, exactly.
Remotely groomed.
Oh, good for them.
With pistachios that are ever easier to open. And
yeah.
I was marveling.
Bring out the new crop of pistachios.
I was like, well, and I opened up a new jar of olives today, and I was like, who puts the pimento in these olives? You know what I mean?
So fascinated at that.
Because that's technology that's existed our entire lifetime. You know?
Yeah.
How does that happen? Who thought of that? You know, it's like, that seems
a wild
like
world.
A detailed person like on an alien spacecraft would be like, you know, I'm giving them more olives. They seem to enjoy olives.
If you had to pay someone to put pimentos and olives all day, I mean, they're cheap too, right? You fucking
you haven't done in Mexico.
It's automated now, right? But like
automated now.
Yeah, 50 years ago, like someone fucking did that.
It's a factory line.
But it's like it's some show-off alien who's like, you know what, I'm bored. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, are those guys eating olives with pimentos in them now? It's like, yeah, I got tired of just giving them olives, even though they loved them. So I thought, you know what, I'll put some pimentos.
Look at the little monkeys eating olives.
Next, I'm going to put chocolate in peanut butter.
Brilliant.
I love aliens.
Well, speaking of which, I just saw an ad for, like, I get, you know, if you're 55-year-old guys, your fucking Instagram feed is filled up with fucking testosterone replacement shit and fucking
mine's
Viagra
not.
And shit.
Yeah,
it's not?
No. Nope. It's an algorithm based upon what you search and think.
Yeah, right. I'm like looking at chicks' tits all day. So, of course, Rick and
I don't see that.
This guy's not getting any. Let's help him out with his.
So the now they sell fucking Viagra. They're formulating them. Like now Viagra is like generic. They're mixing with oxytocin now, right? Mm. So like you can take.
God.
That's like
oxytocin. I don't know.
Oxytocin is the hormone that your body releases whenever you're cuddling someone or a mother nurses her kid or
With your mother.
When you shower with your mother. and you're 7 years old. But like it's basically the hormone that makes you fall in love, right? It's the love hormone. But it seems like it's designed for like single moms to fucking honey trap fucking dudes. Like, okay, I'm going to give you a boner and the fucking hormone that makes you fall in love. Right.
It's like love potion.
You're
going to
raise my kids.
Right. Yeah. and this is in your feed?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's
not Michelle's.
I'll send the link
yours.
To it. But yeah, people
that make
don't. Please don't.
No,
please
don't.
Yeah, right. You can click on it.
Even you mentioning it is now it's going to result in
right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. That's hilarious. But yeah, man.
Well, it was funny listening to Greg talk about, you know, okay, let's be part of something big. Haven't you ever just thought that, you know, if you think about the when they uncover some 30,000-year-old hominid that was like one of our ancestors, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a human being, but it's, you know, it wasn't Homo sapien, but it, yeah, right, exactly. That we're just that to like silicon-based life forms, like that
we're not
you know
that man. Those guys were just as smart as us. They just didn't have fucking. They were just like didn't have any experience. They didn't have civilization, right?
Right. So we have civilization. So we look back, right? But don't you think like we are just part of this evolution of a silicon-based life form? Don't you think a silicon-based life form would be far more sturdy in the universe than kind of a meat-based consciousness like us?
Like it could take like high levels of radiation and fucking zero gravity and all that shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
we're just somehow, James Glick wrote a book called The Information, and it's literally talking about the fact that, you know, life is actually just information, that even our DNA is just a transfer of information to extend just to to
right. It comes back. It informs the free will problem, right? Like, do you really have free will? Probably not, right? It's just right. an illusion, because like if you're just a mathemat, I mean, your information expressed by your genes, right? In a world that is mathematically modelable, right? Mm-hmm. And the idea that you have free will is probably just a lie. You would have just. But I mean, it's useful to think of it that way, right? But if you could precisely model everything, like you could predict what people were going to do, right?
Correct.
I agree,
now the problem would be that the model would be so complicated that it would be just as it would be more complicated than the universe itself, right? So you're right. But from a theoretical way of thinking about it, that's probably correct.
And furthermore, if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice.
You're right.
Hey, a Rush lyric. It took us 1 minute, 27 seconds, or 1 minute, 27 minutes and 27 seconds. Yeah.
I don't make a lot of Rush jokes.
No, you don't, actually.
You know, it's crazy to think about that.
Yeah.
It's fun. We live in interesting times, right?
Give me another beer.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we got one more.
So we're like tadpoles for some future life
yeah.
form.
You know,
like,
so
like the tadpoles were all the shit back in the Metazoan era or whatever. Like, yeah, right. that's about as good as life gets. And now they're like, oh, you just scoop them out of the water. They have no protection. They have no skills, and you just smash them. And so we're some future organism's tadpoles that they're pulling along with pistachios and olives. Come on, boys. You know, keep going. We need you to keep evolving. You're coming. You know. So
yeah, yeah.
And the god is just the aliens who are, you know, masterminding this so that, you know, by the time we get here, by the time they get here, they have something to fuck that looks good to them.
Something to fuck.
You do know that's
probably right.
Every radio broadcast and every television broadcast that was broadcast over the air is actually still in existence and expanding out through the universe.
Yeah, you just have to. The problem is amplification. If you got the signal, you'd have to amplify it a ton, right?
But just imagine that is our. You're back, Greg.
Okay.
You're recording now. It's just going to be on a new track. But it's just that's and do you know what the very first television broadcast that was sent
wait,
out?
Wait. Was it
War of the Worlds?
Ooh. No, was it a speech by Hitler?
Yes.
Or? Yes.
Yeah. That's exactly.
It was a speech by Hitler, really?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So the very first thing that someone will discover about
now, wait, is that true, or did I remember that from that Jodie Foster movie of Contact?
Contact, yeah. That's how I knew it.
No, I believe that's true. I mean, Katie could probably search it, but...
Katie,
why don't you check that out?
She's the best. I thought it was some TV show.
Fuck, yeah, I'll do it.
I thought it was like some TV show was the first thing they broadcast out. But I remember in that movie with Matthew McConaughey and Jodie Foster. And by the way, no chemistry. I mean, now we know why they had no chemistry. But back then I was like, there's no way these two people would ever get together or have any kind of a sexual chemistry.
Why? Because Jodie Foster's gay?
Yes. That's why.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And what was that movie where she got raped by on the pool table?
Oh, that was horrible.
That's like a woman's name, right?
The Accused?
Was The Accused? No.
Was it The Accused?
No, it was was it Pretty Baby? No.
Pretty Baby. Tim, you have a warped psyche there, you think.
What is Pretty Baby about?
I don't know, but The Accused. I wouldn't associate the words Pretty Baby with a gang.
So what was the guy that shot Reagan? Wasn't he like trying to impress Jodie Foster?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, how does a gay woman like deal with that shit, right? Like, you know, like this guy thinks you're hot, you're gay, and he shoots the president because he thinks to try to impress you. Like,
maybe
how
that's
fucking confounding. Maybe,
you
know? I don't know. It's going to be like, maybe.
You know, fuck these guys. You know?
Guys are dicks.
Guys are, I mean, there's like three worlds resting on this, you know. I can't choose just one guy.
On my beef.
Yeah.
The Accused.
Yes, it is the first television broadcast.
What, the Hitler thing?
The Hitler thing?
Yeah, wow. That's crazy.
Hitler be the first person the aliens see. Yes.
Why the fuck? Who did that? Whose decision was that?
Hitler's.
Maybe that would explain it if they somehow were able to do
Hitler.
It then, you know? My God. That's crazy.
All right. You guys ready for one more question?
Yeah, one more.
Yes.
All right. So here we go. What's the best way to make your ex-wife jealous? Currently smashing a Latin chick. Any other advice?
You're off to a good start.
Make a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. Live, baby. Live. Right,
after the
Have
settlement.
A blast.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you worried about making your ex jealous?
Yeah, isn't she still controlling you now?
Issue.
Right. Right. Yeah. Like, she wins. She's winning, buddy. You're trying to ignore her.
That's She's living rent free in your head.
Yeah, Katie, what would make you really jealous?
I never worry about exes. Like, I couldn't care less. I don't know. Mm. If you're not with somebody anymore, why would you be jealous?
That's true.
What if they fucking made a ton of money and there's nothing an ex could do would make you jealous?
It
Katie.
Would be annoying.
Yeah.
That would irritate me if they made a ton of money, but I don't think I'd be jealous.
Or if they became
jealous
famous.
Being like, I made the wrong decision by leaving you.
Oh,
that,
no.
That,
I doubt any of my decisions.
Right.
What if I broke up with you, honey, and I somehow wound up married to Kelly Ripa?
That would be a problem.
But yeah. Kelly Ripa, is that your do you have a crush on Kelly Ripa?
No, she's just my fake friend for a really
Katie.
Long time.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Right. I remember that, yeah.
Kelly Ripa thinks Greg's hilarious. and hey, Lori, Kelly One-sided. Ripa thinks Greg is so cool. And that would bum me out, wouldn't it, honey?
Maybe, but it would depend on why we broke up.
Because I met Kelly
Ripa. That's true. Because
we met Kelly Ripa at a cocktail party. And initially, you guys hit it off.
Yeah, it's
And you thought you were going to be really good friends. And then I arrived because I dropped you off at the door and I had to go find parking. And I arrived just as you and Kelly really hit it off. And she was just taken with me.
Awestruck.
And then you guys go home for a threesome and things go the wrong way.
Yeah. But I would be jealous if I thought she was my friend and then she became your special friend.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. See, there you go. Okay, good. I know how it hurts.
So there is a scenario. There is a scenario
with Kelly.
Yeah,
Ripa.
I'm storing that away for future use.
Right?
Better be your best right behavior, there.
Or else.
Yeah,
it was like a challenge. Which Katie said, "No,
Mark
wouldn't
Consuelos
make me jealous."
Free then?
No.
No. Sounds like it.
He's with Gary.
Yeah, but watch out for the Latina chick because she could stab you and then the joke would be on you. It would be hard to make your ex, if you were bleeding out, your ex wouldn't be jealous.
This actually sounds like one of Katie's friends, to be honest. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, you have a stabby friend?
No, a friend who's jealous of her ex, who that's exactly what he did. He
started dating
a younger Latin woman and moved her into the house that, you know, he kept the house and their kids chose to live with him instead. I mean, so she was pretty jealous.
Yeah. But I mean, if you really want to make her jealous, like if you're still in the house, take pictures in your fucking bedroom, like there's all kinds of ways to do it. Right. I think you're making a mistake, right? Because that means you're focusing on it. Well, that means your ex is still controlling you, right?
Focusing on the wrong thing.
Yeah, right. But there's all kinds of ways to
do
it. If you're going to do it, right?
If it feels good,
right,
then do it.
Yeah.
I mean, have pictures of an orgy that happened in your bedroom that she used to live in. That'd be great.
Or maybe like meet like some really respected people. You know, maybe it's just not all about throwing sex at it. Like, you know, go hang out with the Dalai Lama. You know what I mean?
What was your ex really into? Right. I mean, that's what you did. And then like one up all that shit.
Exactly.
Right?
Now you're talking like a bad counselor.
Yeah. So just think about it and make a plan.
Yeah. If you want to get some quick jealousy, sure. Go the orgy. Route. That's fine for a quick satisfaction. But if you want to, you know, develop a relationship with world leaders and then spring that honor down the road, that's the more satisfying.
Great travel
revenge.
Picks. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Here's the Dalai Lama and I at the Arthur Treacher's in Seattle. Yeah.
Selfies with the Dalai Lama. Yeah. I love it. Well, beautiful
Best
people, this was fun. Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
I didn't. Who knew Saturday afternoon?
Oh, right.
Some afternoon delight.
So much higher now.
It's
great.
Who was even higher.
Yeah, we bought Trader Joe's in the dispensary. So we got some really fun snacks and we got all this weed. And tomorrow we're going to have a drug-fueled sex romp.
Nice.
Sweet. Well, hey, send pictures.
Okay. We might.
We don't want to make you jealous.
We might. We might.
All right. Well, or safe not. Travels, Bert, cool, and your spy trip.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I won't be able to watch that movie this week because I'm going to be on the road, yeah, but I definitely want to see it.
Tell Michelle
you have Netflix. You can download it.
Oh, that's a good point. I can watch them.
No, yeah, right. Nice.
Where are you going?
France. Dunkirk, France, which is like the Toledo, Ohio, France.
Yeah. That's where the French taught the British to flee, isn't it?
Right, exactly.
Run, boys, run.